Columbus Mayor Andy Ginther announced the citywide changes at Station 15 on East Livingston Avenue. The busiest station in the city for medical responses averaged about 17 per day last year. Ginther says the city must realign and expand the EMS system due to a growing population and evolving public health challenges.
In 1996, the division was composed of 1,269 firefighters who responded to approximately 62,000 EMS calls for service. In 2015, the division had 1,535 firefighters and responded to approximately 133,000 EMS calls. This is a 115% increase in the demand for service, contrasted with a 20% increase in personnel, and illustrates the need to address a growing imbalance between calls for service and resources.
Ginther says paramedics represent 44% of the city's personnel, but they respond to about 85% of service calls. Columbus Fire Chief Kevin O'Connor explains the restructuring.
Right now, every firefighter is trained to the EMT level of certification in the state of Ohio. This new system will have one paramedic and one EMT on the EMS transport vehicle. Staffing on the engine companies will continue to have at least one paramedic at all times. Nothing will change as to the capabilities of either vehicle. Every EMS transport vehicle and every engine remains advanced life support capable. The division realized that having two paramedics on the EMS transport vehicles, many times one of these paramedics was being underutilized, having them responsible for non-patient care functions. By removing one of the paramedics off the transport vehicle and replacing it with one EMT, it reduces the high demand on our paramedics currently face. This system will now have 100% of our workforce capable of performing 100% of our work.
Dr. David Kessig, the fire division's medical director, says the new system ensures the appropriate number of paramedics based on the type of emergency.
Having a neurosurgeon provide care for someone with a splinter in their finger is not practical nor responsible. Within our EMS system here in Columbus, we have a limited amount of personnel resources that must be correctly and efficiently applied based on the patient needs. The operative question to be asked is not how many paramedics are on the truck, but how many are at the patient's side for the presenting complaint. So even for the patients who have a sprained ankle or an earache and call 911, they will still have the benefit of having a paramedic working with a basic EMT to evaluate and treat their problem. And for the patient with a more serious problem like abdominal pain or an allergic reaction, an engine will be added to that assignment and they will have at least two paramedics and 3 to 4 basic EMTs. And finally, for the patient who has suffered a cardiac arrest or a gunshot wound, they will have at least 3 paramedics and 3 to 4 basic EMTs because an EMS supervisor will be added to that assignment.
Ginther says the new system illustrates the city's continued commitment to safety. His proposed 2017 budget calls for 2 fire classes totaling 80 recruits. The city also added a class this year, and those 25 recruits begin training later this month. The city's also rebuilding Station 2 downtown on Fulton Street and constructing a new fire station on the east side along Wagner Road. Ginther says Station 35 marks the first new build in Columbus since 2003. I'm Mike Foley, WCBE News.